What's going on, guys? My name is Antonio Laborte, and this is Let Me Say This. Thank you for tuning in and listening. Hopefully, you checked out the other episodes. It's been a while since I did one. It's been like, 2 months, maybe? I've been busy with school and other things like that, but I'm here. I had to get my thoughts off for what today means. Today is November 3rd. It is Election Day, and there's a lot of things that this day brings. A lot of stress, a lot of turmoil, a lot of joy, hope, you know, hopefully. So, you know, I'm going to be talking about what it means to have a Trump win, a Biden win, what the country is looking to do in the future, what's going to change, what's going to stay the same, how, in my opinion, we need to feel about the results no matter who wins. But yeah, if you decided to vote, make sure you go out there and do it early and be persistent, stay the course. It's going to be long lines, depending on obviously where you're registered to vote, but stay the course. And if you haven't decided to vote, if you're not going to this one, I hope that there comes a day where you feel compelled to do so because you see hope for this country within certain individuals who are looking to run. But without further ado, this is the, I think, 10th episode, I think, of Let Me Say This. So hopefully you enjoy it. Thanks. Today is what most Americans would have opted to do 3 years ago if given the chance. It's Election Day. And that means you should have done your homework and come to a conclusion about what you're choosing to do for today. Double down on Donnie? Settle for Joe? Become leader of the Facebook mediators and roll with Joe Jorgensen? Be a Bernie confidant and make the Green Party your plan with Howie Hawkins? Actually, maybe you're a 19-year-old FSU student and Kanye just makes the most sense. I mean, someone who can make Yeezus and alien-looking Crocs definitely deserves a seat at the throne, right? Or maybe you decided to sit this one out. We know that voter suppression seems to be the big issue, but I don't think we're talking enough about voter exhaustion. I mean, with the amount of commercials and social media ads, you would think they were handing out free money at these polls. Instead, they're offering headaches, BO, and mindless nonsense disguised as having an opinion. You would think you were at an upgraded Six Flags with all these banners flying around. The one thing I'd be excited to see go away is all these flags. Trump flags have been waved like college football teams. Let it go, Frank. You look like a groupie. And this holds true for Biden flags, or any political flag for that matter. I haven't seen any Biden ones, but those seem just as tacky too. See, the dangerous part about a Biden presidency is the ability to fall back asleep for another term. For those of you who have chosen to fall in line, his victory allows you sort of like an exhale. It's like an emergency brake with a chance for getting it back into neutral. But somewhere between slamming the brake and coasting back around, there needs to be a K-turn, a 180. See, how I see it, his presidency isn't a win. It's a less painful, not as heartbreaking loss. This isn't really a reflection of his or Kamala's character, more so than it is the level of mediocrity that's been given a pass for over a few decades now. Granted, I'm speaking in a way that glosses over specific moments of success and good deed and resemblances of a conscience. But even through past presidencies where we liked their personality, they were sensible, not a walking embarrassment 24/7. They've allowed breathing room for inequality. They've misjudged the need for military resources, justifying inhumane infrastructures, metaphorically and literally. At what cost should we celebrate a massive increase in political awareness, when in return, it just brings us a continuation of the problems that we've been seeing in the past, right? We can't, and to use an overused term, we can't allow the normalization of prejudice to continue. Mass disenfranchisement, mass paranoia, if you want to call it that. A surplus of stress in exchange for more people giving a shit. The climate of the last year is largely in part because of a pandemic. When you mix boredom with Twitter and more delirious old people with Facebook, things look the way they look now and how it looked over the summer. If the week of May 25th was operating as normal, all things like it was before 2020, the magnitude of this story, in my view, and I'm talking about George Floyd, of course, in my view, it doesn't reach the level of enormity that it did on a global scale. I don't think Breonna Taylor is getting half the media attention it did. And even with a heightened lens, a heightened cause of concern, the Kentucky Police Department and Daniel Cameron had a hiccup as far as deviating from their regularly scheduled programming. Like, you know, people gave a shit. But even with all this attention, they still were able to slide by and not have to worry about, you know, handling this with some sort of immediacy. And this, you know, this regularly scheduled programming, it goes for the beloved Protect and Serve Squad, too. And by the way, that Kentucky Police Department, they referenced a Hitler quote as part of their motivational mantra, I guess you can call it, within their force. So it's great to get a sneak peek into where they're getting their guidance and clarity from, right? I wanted to make this quick too, because I just wanted to do my two cents on what today means for some people. But to wrap it up, if you're like me, you know that there is no right vote in this. There's just your vote. If you decide to exercise that right. When you hear someone say, go vote, whether their intention is this or not, all voting in this election, right, it just simply says, have a say in this whole thing. By voting, you are not fixing all the country's problems in a Thanos-like snap. Rather, you're making one of many potential and necessary moves on a chessboard. Do you believe that the person you are selecting is the best option to set up the next move that needs to be made? Are they, for a word that seems pretty fitting, the most appropriate pawn for what needs to be accomplished? Ask yourself that question. And there's one thing that I can leave you with. Be open to what you don't wish to understand. Try to look at things that you have no interest in looking at so that you can get a clearer image of that which you know to be right, fair, and true. Happy voting.